RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Right, you know what I just realized?
What?
Today is hump day.
For us, yeah.
It's hump day, man. Act accordingly.
It's New Year's Friday Eve.
It's Friday Eve, too, yeah. It's hump day and Friday Eve, all in one.
New Year's Eve. All right, let's talk about this criminal who was being chased. It's one of my favorite stories of the day because he tried to hide in a nativity scene. Rob, he was trying to be one of the three wise men. And I got news for you. If you're wearing jeans and a Nikes, you don't look like one of the wise men. Look at this cat. I mean, people can see it on there. Look at him. In the what in the Scooby-Doo is going on here? Pretended like...
Plus he's blitz.
That was, well, most of the people back then were, right?
Yeah, but not those from that scene.
Yeah, the other two, he brought myrrh. What? This is so silly. I mean, it is. It's straight out of Scooby-Doo. Like, the dude's running away. Freeze, and they all run by.
It's a mannequin look.
So stupid. How about this one? A Florida man suffered serious bodily injury after a toilet seat shattered beneath him at Outback Steakhouse. Damn, what'd you eat? A Florida man filed a lawsuit against Outback, alleging that the handicapped toilet he used at one of the Sunshine State's locations suddenly shattered and collapsed while he was using it. Michael Green claimed he sustained severe bodily injury during an ill-fated trip.
How?
I guess if the seat broke and cut you open.
Nobody trying to hear that.
In the hefty lawsuit levied against the Aussie American staple, Green said the toilet seat in the handicapped stall suddenly shattered and collapsed on him.
They got a picture of him?
I don't know. He got a picture of his ass, so I don't know what he...
They do?
No, they don't. Oh. He also said... Oh, here's another one. There was another diner sued Dunkin' Donuts after an alleged toilet at a Florida location exploded.
It's Florida people.
Drenching the man in human feces and urine. Ugh, feces. Ugh. In 2017, Clay Aiken, an American Idol runner-up, was slapped with a $60,000 lawsuit after his clogged toilet allegedly seeped into his downstairs neighbor's unit. Huh, how about these stories? But let's stop burying the headline here, because it's what everybody wants to know. Rob, what's in my butt? This is the What's in My Butt year in review, and we do this every year, guys, so I'm just going to tell you, these are all things that were put in people's butts this year.
Oh, do butt.
Yes. I do want to tell you, someone... Sorry, someone did have a 24-inch long dildo stuck.
In their butt?
Yes.
All the way in?
Yes. Where? I didn't know there was that much room.
That guy just took an absolute pounding.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. All right, Rob. I'm just going to start rattling off things that were caught in people's butts or stuck in
You know what's
butts.
Worse about, the worst thing about Ed not being here? This segment.
Yeah.
Well, choose my words. Different.
So with this year, they actually have some of the things that people said of why they put that in their butt. In a handful of these, and I will tell you. All right, so we had someone with nails, someone with screws and nails. Like, yeah, why? If you're just going to go nails, I mean, what are you, a novice? You got to go screws and nails.
Nails in his ass.
Yes. How about a baseball? The reason given? Wanted to see what it felt like. Now you know.
Are these dudes?
It's a lot more men than you'd think. Well,
no,
maybe not.
No, it's not more men than I think.
There are a lot of men here. And in fact, I'd say probably a large portion of this is men. Uncooked pasta. Someone put an egg in their ass. Dog chew toy. Dryer sheets. Sandal.
Wait. Dryer sheets?
He didn't want any... Hold on, man. He didn't...
Dryer sheets?
Yeah, he didn't want any static back there.
Okay.
That's why he'd do there that. Doorknob.
Small to friction.
Doorknob. You backed into the door. Marbles. How about eyeglasses? A rock.
You have no marbles.
Beard clippers wrapped in plastic. Reason given was feeling constipated for 2 days. So he's trying to work it out with beard clippers. Go see a doctor. A turkey baster. Plastic cleanser reason bottle given, full liquid.
Because he felt constipated.
These are my favorites. Shampoo bottle. Slipped in the shower. Sure you did, bud. Everybody slips in the shower and falls directly on the shampoo bottle and it goes right up your rear end. Here was another one. Shampoo bottle. I was bored. Okay, I'm listening
I'd
to you.
I'd rather have that excuse.
Lubricant bottle, enema bottle, wait, aerosol wait. Can.
So instead of lubing up, they just put the whole bottle in there.
Wait till this one I'm getting to. How about an aerosol can, a dental pick, wine stopper? Here's the one that got, it's the holiday wait, season.
A wine stopper?
Yes.
Aren't those sharp?
I would assume. How about a corn cob pipe?
And a button nose.
Did you put it in Frosty's
two eyes
ass?
Made out of...
Frosty had a corn cob pipe stuck in his rear end. Corn cob holder. Oof, those are sharp too on the end.
Yeah.
Ugh. Highlighter, invisible marker, two pencils. Well, why use
one? Is not enough.
Two will do. Magic wand toy, 7-inch dildo and pliers. He tried to remove the dildo with the pliers, and then the pliers got stuck. Is that like in Talladega Nights, Joe, when they put the one knife in his leg to get the other knife out, and they're just moving it around, trying to make some room? What are you people doing at home? Broken piece of a butt plug and tweezers. Again, tried to use the tweezers to remove the butt plug. Film canister, battery-powered light, flashlight, plastic coat hanger with outside of hanger cut off so he could drive to the ER.
So mad. This is on the New York Post, and someone sat down and had to collate all of this.
Listen to this. Hair tie, baton.
Baton.
Rectangular travel toothbrush.
Oh, baton's long?
Yes.
How do you get a...
Put it in sideways.
Rob, once you put it all the way in, you can't pass it to the next guy when you're running, right? Is that...
I think he means more like flag squad kind of baton.
I'm talking about yeah. Not a running baton.
Running baton seems a little bit more.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't done. Piece of nose hair trimmer, rubber gasket, vape pen, pennies. And here's my favorite, a light bulb, glass side first. The bulb got sucked up due to suction effect.
That's, isn't that one of those shocking videos that you'd get sent?
Oh, yeah.
Glass and his
like Joe, you can see over my shoulder. I ain't turning this around.
That looks
like
cool.
That looks like somebody's car.
I did find a drop, and I wish I knew when this was from. But Rob said this at one point in time.
He's putting a gas pump in his butt. Yeah, you don't remember that? You remember that?
Yes.
I remember that segment. I do remember that segment. More Jeremy Kahn Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, many of you believe that Lamar Jackson has not bought into this team. If he doesn't play on Sunday, does that give you more proof? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, Jeremy, some people in this fan base think that Lamar Jackson has not bought into this team fully, and him missing time is proof of that. So, do you think if Lamar doesn't play Sunday, that would add to their conspiracy theory?
Oh, they can add to it all they want. They're just silly. I think you people are so damn silly even talking about this. You're questioning
a man's work ethic and whether or not he wants to be out there, whether he's just holding it. What reason would he have to sit out right now? He holds all the cards in the offseason. He's got a full no trade.
And no franchise when it's said and done.
Yeah, so he's due to make 70-some million. The Ravens are the ones that are have to look at this and go, oh, my God, we got to get this figured out, or else you got 70-some million on the books. So, again, why would you think he wouldn't play in a game that could decide him getting to the playoffs when getting to the one thing that people keep saying about him is he can't win the big one. So do you think he doesn't want to keep trying?
In a season where he doesn't have Patrick Mahomes to have to deal with. By the way, I wish I would have sent Marcus Spears sound to Joe. It's late now. Because I'll tell you, that gave me chills.
I saw one of the ESPN guys said, man, it's going to be a shame when Marcus Spears stops being an announcer or a commentator up here on ESPN when his son's the number one pick in the NBA draft. He must have a son that's a super stud somewhere.
You see this daughter?
Uh-uh.
Volleyball player?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Got some talent.
He's done well.
But again, it was nice to just hear somebody step up in when everybody's saying the same thing. And again, going back to all these things, if you were judged on the worst thing you did, let's say he did fall asleep at a meeting. Let's say he was up late playing video games. I like the point that Marcus Spears brought up saying, well, nobody was saying this when he's winning an MVP and he's taking you to the AFC Championship and all that.
And also, Jeremy, falls asleep in meetings and fell asleep in a meeting are two different things. You told me, hey, man, he fell asleep in a meeting. Okay. All right. I don't know what the circumstances, but okay. Oh, he falls asleep in meetings. No, that's different. They're saying this is normal. This is a regular thing for him.
And, I'm not giving him a pass on that. I'm just saying I don't think it's the end-all, be-all when you're going to look at the lump sum of everything he's done here. I'm going to go, man, that's the guy that fell asleep in a meeting. Or am I going to go, that's the guy that should have won 3 MVPs already. That's who I think he is. And I'm not saying you give a pass to a better player for something that's going on.
Yeah, you do.
But
hey, Joe, when it's all said and done for Jeremy, I'm not going to say, man, that's the guy I want some money off gambling. I'm going to say, that's the guy that couldn't let go of Lamar and win a damn third MVP. That's what I'm going to say.
How often does it happen that you win All-Pro and not win? Anyway.
Do you have an issue with Mike saying, he said that there's rules for Lamar and there's rules for other players. Isn't that every team?
It's funny you say that because Friday when you guys weren't in, that was my whole rant. That's not only every team, that's every workplace. The superstar gets treated like the superstar. Lamar Jackson is a superstar.
Exactly. I
have no issue with that. That's everywhere. So Jordan was treated the same way as Steve Kerr. No.
They sat around and watched him gamble all the time. They probably didn't really want him to do that.
I mean, give me a break. That's every place. I don't have a problem with that at all. And only people that have a problem with that are people who never got superstar treatment. I mean, not that I ever have, but I've seen it.
But you see it the other way, too. Like, we've talked about this. If you're not playing well and you get in trouble, what happens? You ain't in the league anymore.
Nope.
But if you have talent, let's say you just got 10 sacks and you did something stupid and you got arrested, guess what? You're going to play in the league again.
You're Greg Hardy.
They've already started. Like, people were talking about Henry Ruggs coming out of prison. If he gets out on time, which team's going to go after him? Like, dude killed somebody. but you can run routes. Fast.
Yeah. You can run routes and catch. Mm.
Talent over everything, right?
Yep.
People hate hearing it, but this is how life works. Pretty people get more opportunities than ugly people. It's just a fact.
That's why I'm on TV and Jeremy's not.
See? Ain't this mess up. No, I'm on. Oh, they put me on YouTube. Some bitch.
Hey, man, you open the door and step right in.
I don't care.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Little brown hair is everywhere.
I don't care.
Exactly.
You nasty twin. I don't care.
But with all this being said, again, I love that Harbaugh kind of stepped on that. Like, if Lamar is healthy, he's playing. If you guys want to run with your narrative that he doesn't want to play if he's hurt, he would have played last week. Why would he even go to the game? You know, like, come on, man.
It is funny. People are like, well, Pat Mahomes sitting up in a suite. He can't be down there with his team. No, he has an ACL injury. Probably not. He can't move if the play comes towards him.
Yeah, why would you want to be on the sideline where we've watched numerous people get knocked
out?
But
those same people are like, well, Lamar Jackson got a hurt back. How's he on the sidelines? You can't win. Mm. You can't. It felt like Adrian and Rocky. You can't win. You can't, man.
That's so funny.
Joe has the encore. Don't go anywhere. That's at 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, another really good day yesterday. Back-to-back days. My prop plays weren't great. Went 4-1 in my top plays. I'll tell you what hit, what didn't. And then when we look at today, by the way, if you guys haven't listened to me about Cornell overs yet, they just print money. It's a damn print factory. We'll talk about that, but I've got plays in college football. We got 3 bowl games today, an NBA play, a couple of college hoops play, and some NHL plays. It's all coming your way in the Daily Line coming up next.
Liam McCullough is the long snapper. Brantley Pinion will hold it, the punter. 51-yard field goal try by the right-footed Zane Gonzalez. Indoors on turf. Ball put down after the good snap. The kick is away. It is end over end. It is down the middle. It is good! 51-yarder to take the lead over the Rams with 21 seconds left in regulation.
Yeah, that's courtesy of Westwood One. We did hit on that play as, we talked about the Falcons and that the Rams really didn't have anything to play for outside of seeding because they can't get the number one seed. And I don't know if anybody's doing any finagling on that side of, hey, we want to avoid the Eagles, we want to avoid this team or that team. I don't think the 2 West Coast teams that are going to have to go on the road, I don't think you can totally avoid coming east. Maybe one of you gets lucky and goes, well, I guess all of it's east, right? All of it is. Whether Tampa or Carolina wins their division, you've got the Eagles in the NFC East. The Bears got the bye. So, yeah, you're going east or you're at worst, you're going to the Packers. And I don't know if that's a better situation to play at Lambeau in January.
Yeah.
But with all that being said,
that used to be a thing where people were afraid to do that. Michael Vick broke that.
And then the Giants beat it up, too.
Yeah, so that kind of
beat it up.
That's the goal.
Well, all right, so let's take a look at last night. As you heard that highlight, I do got to tell you the Daily Line is sponsored by LifeMed, guys. Regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-12. That's right, 410-575-1200. See, why is it
12?
On
12? How many numbers is
look at that. It says 12 and then hundreds on the next line. Why don't you just write 1200? Do you think I'm not smart enough? Did you do this, Joe?
You aren't smart enough to figure out that you're going to stop at 12.
Well, it says 12. What were you going to read?
You know better than that.
410-575-1200. Or go to lifeminstitute.com to find out
more. Can I throw something in about LifeMed real quick?
Yeah.
A lot of the people's issues nowadays is dehydration. You have no idea how much dehydration bothers a lot of other things. I'll suggest you go up there, check out the IV treatments. Let them figure you out. They'll let you know whether you need them or not. But if you get those things, it secures so many issues, Jeremy.
I go there every time I'm sick to get one.
Yep.
Because I know I'm dehydrated. I don't want to drink, don't want to eat, you know, and you get back to feeling like a million bucks.
I just wanted to throw that in.
No. Man,
that's what I use there more than anything.
I'd sit here and talk about them for the entire segment. But let me get back to the plays here. So last night, the only thing I missed was the Caps under. And as soon as that game came on, it was 2-2. And I went, you God. But, and then I watched the second period, and then nobody scores. And I'm like, all right, we got a show here. And then get out of here. Nothing. But, yeah, that was my lone loss in the top 5. I had the under in the Valparaiso UNI game. That's Northern Iowa. And, by the way, that game at halftime was 22-22. It's a college game. It went way under. Told you to take the Georgia Southern. They blew out Appalachian State.
Who didn't belong there?
Yeah. And then I just wanted to do this. Cornell and MSU. Michigan State playing Cornell. And I said yesterday, look, Cornell is just printing money. I don't know how many times this team has scored 100. At the half, it was 55-53. The game finished 114-97.
Michigan State?
Yes. Michigan State won 114-97. I've been telling everyone since the beginning of the year, go watch the Cornell games.
97 points against Tom Izzo's team?
Yes. I told you, they score with the best of them, and they can't play defense.
Tell me a lot of stuff. I think I listen to you.
I mean, I'm just looking at their game log here of all the different things that this team has done. Cornell's 6-6, and let me give you their scores. 114-97, 83-75, 93-90, 93-80, 99-81, 101-72, 114-70, 95-94, 86-73, 97-98. Their first game of the season was 110-102.
Damn, Jeremy Fears from Michigan State had a good game.
Yeah, he did.
21-11?
Yeah, he did. I mean, I think I could have a good game against Cornell's defense. I mean, it's just bad, but it's been printing money all year long, and I think every one of their games has gone over except two.
Their defense is let them score so we can get the ball back.
It's defense. Ain't no D. All right. And then yesterday, again, I was on the St. Louis Blues and the Caps under. I lost in hockey, which sucked. Illinois Southern missed that. Nuggets and Heat over. That hit. And I went 1-3 in props. So let's take a look at today. We've got a bunch of stuff. Let me start off with the NHL. I like the Devils on the road. I like Philadelphia and Vancouver under 5.5. The under 5.5 is one of my favorite plays today. In college hoops, I like Milwaukee against Wisconsin. Wisconsin's playing Milwaukee. The over is 156. I think this goes way over the total. It's my favorite total of the day. I like Stanford minus 5.5. I think that's a late game in college hoops. And I think Western Michigan Toledo goes over the 163.5. I like Boston and Utah to go over 240.5. And then with the three bowl games today, the early one's my least favorite. I mean, I think Louisiana Tech should handle business at 10.5 and playing in Shreveport. So they're close to home. If you look at the other games, I think TCU's a live dog, plus 6.5. Does anybody, Joe, do you know, what time zone is San Antonio in?
I think this Texas is an hour back. Two.
So anytime USC leaves their time zone, they do not cover the spread. They're favored by 6.5. Yeah. TCU's playing, not necessarily in their backyard.
1 hour.
See, TCU's playing in San Antonio. It's the Alamo Bowl. I think TCU covers. I would not be shocked if they won. I do think Mekhi Lemon's the best receiver on the field. Mm-hmm. But don't get it twisted. That Cat McAllister for TCU is something else. So you might see two of the best receivers in college football going at it. But my favorite college play today is Illinois and Tennessee over 61. If you've watched Tennessee play, they do something. It's weird. So they, on offense, they score a lot. And on defense, they don't play it at all.
they're like Cornell.
Yeah, their defense has been horrendous. And Illinois, the same thing. Like, I'm not a big Altmyer fan, their quarterback there, but I think they can get the ball up and down the field on this Tennessee defense. I think that total looks way too low. I do think Illinois is a live dog, but I thought the better play was the over. My top plays today are TCU, Illinois, Tennessee to go over, Milwaukee, Wisconsin over, Stanford, and the Philly, Vancouver under in the NHL. There you go.
There you go, Jeremy Kahn, 410-583-1057. Let's go get Mitch in New Jersey.
What's up, Mitch?
Happy holidays, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
Yeah. I'm a little Jeremiah, born on Christmas Day. Yeah. There won't be enough sleep enough for a while.
Oh, congrats,
are you
man.
A Jeremiah or are you a Jerome?
So the truth is, my dad wanted to name me Jeremiah after that Three Dog Night song. What was that, Joy to the World? And then they switched it to Jeremy at the last second, which I'm thankful for.
My brother teased me. And you're so right about the athletes, the jocks, the pretty people. They have a little extra leeway.
Yeah.
love to see you. Baltimore get Cody. I mean, I can come down and see him. Cody Bellinger's free agent. And what about making a trade with the idea of moving him to third base? Texas Rangers, they signed two shortstops a couple years ago for $500 million. They want to move Corey Seager. Would they do that? Would Baltimore do that? Now they have some money to spend.
Well, all right, so there's a couple things that I read here. I read there was a rift between Corey Seager and Marcus Semien, and they felt like they had to do something, but I've also read that they are listening in on Corey Seager. I don't know if that ultimately means they trade it. The Yankees haven't really done anything yet, right?
Not at all, which is shocker.
And expect them to make some sort of big splash, and I wouldn't be surprised if Corey Seager's one of those options. Ketel Marte is on the board for them. Mm-hmm. He makes a ton of sense, but did Volpe get hurt, I believe, or he's dealing with something?
Yeah, I think he had surgery right at the end of the season.
So they were talking about possibly moving in a different direction at shortstop, and I did hear Corey Seager's name brought up with them.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It should be a very interesting the remaining of the offseason. Somebody asked me, okay, Rob, what's your next date? I don't have one. I really don't have one. So I'm going to go with this. What day of the week, Joe, is January 4th? Is that a Sunday? I think that's a Sunday. Am I right? Yes. I don't want that. I'm going to go with January 6th.
That what? They do something?
Yeah. January 6th.
Let me see your phone. Who texted you? Who was it, Rob? You can name it.
That's on a Tuesday. January 6th will be the next day the Orioles do something in terms of free agency.
By the way, bowl games for tomorrow, Michigan, Texas, Nebraska, Utah.
Why are you going over tomorrow? We're here tomorrow.
I know. Iowa, Vanderbilt. I'm just saying it's like you've got a big day tomorrow where it starts at noon and it's a full day of college football. This whole week is like that. with Monday and Tuesday, you had 2 p.m. games. But if you're a Bowl fan like I am, you got something to watch all day long tomorrow.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think what we saw this offseason is it's a new day. They are looking to spend. They are the people that's gone shopping, and they ain't looking at the tags. They know what they like, and they're going to buy it. You know how much we need that. Put that in, put it on the shopping cart. Let's go.
I think there's a good chance me and the polar bear become friends.
I think
big
me
donkey.
And Tito will be all right.
You and Tito?
We'll be boys.
Yeah, my son got me like a Fanatics gift card. I haven't bought an Orioles jersey in a while, and I need to go get some of the young guys.
Did you just call him a big donkey?
I mean, he's a big boy.
Big donkey.
Yeah. I mean, what? Like, that's a power hitting some bitch,
yeah,
man.
I like it. I mean, yeah. you and a polar bear, huh?
Yeah, man. That's how many people, like, how many different polar bear things are we going to see? And if he's not a part of the polar bear plunge, I think you guys are missing out.
And that's the encore for the day. I like it, though. I like that polar bear idea. Well, aren't you the one that's kind of. And I know Anita Marks was in on it, but weren't you the one that kind of spearheaded the whole, 2131? I don't know. What was it?
Well, it was the
2110 Utah Street?
I know that. I can't take credit for that. That was Anita's thing.
Okay.
But I think maybe it was a caller that called in, and you know what that was? That was Adam Jones and Markakis's number. That's why it was 2110, talking about that side of the field and where people wanted to sit. When Mark Reynolds came to town, I brought up the fact that his nickname was the Sheriff of Swattingham, and he goes, oh, that's not going to follow me here, is it? And I looked at him and said, it just did. And then he became the sheriff as much as he hated it. And then we started calling Chris Davis the deputy. And then people were like, well, if Chris Davis is better than him, doesn't he become the sheriff? No, that's not how this works. Your nickname's your nickname. It doesn't change. Once you get it, it stays.
Plus, if you gave it to him.
Yeah. And mine don't have to stick with him. I mean, we've had plenty of nicknames for guys that didn't hang around, but we've had some ones that hit. The meat, Wilson Better Meat. I play part to play part to play any way you want me to play. You know, whatever he said.
Never heard that once.
You never heard meat once?
The meat.
Yeah.
You never heard that once?
What about Oomzy?
Oomzy, no, that's just a big-headed fool.
Okay. That one seems to stick around for a while.
Big-headed fool.
Yeah. Bus again. I'm sitting here talking baseball. And it comes down here.
And that name flows in.
I hate you. I hate you. Oh, man. Again, have you looked up on your boy going down? Knee injury?
He's getting an MRI. That sucks, man. Did you? By the way, Dwight.
You can update the people.
Yeah, so Nikola Jokic left last night's game with a knee injury, so he's got to get an MRI. Hope it's nothing serious. Can't tell. But I was just reading where Dwight Howard listed the greatest centers of all time, and he had himself at 6. And his list didn't have Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell on it.
He's so
like,
humble.
Yeah, get out of here, dude.
He's so humble.
Yeah.
Now, we have 15 finalists for the Hall of Fame, Joe. Why is that significant for those people in Baltimore?
Because Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda are both finalists.
Yes! So that's, happy.
It may not be this year, but that's the start of getting in.
Yes, I'm so happy. Those two guys deserve it, man. Give me a break.
Yep.
Give me a break. They deserve it.
I mean, I think it's really hard for offensive linemen unless your name's getting mentioned every single week, and that's usually not interior linemen. But you go back and look at what Marshall Yanda did. I mean, Iowa has produced so many talented players in the NFL.
Yeah, they have.
And Marshall Yanda should be a Hall of Famer. And I don't think there's any question about Terrell Suggs.
Don't think so either.
Have you noticed how much of a fan he's become now? Like, he's been watching more Ravens games and tweeting about them. He was going off this past weekend with Saturday night and then the Browns game.
Really?
Yeah, kind of cool.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What I learned today. Today is National Bacon Day.
Bacon.
December the 30th is National Bacon Day. So does that include turkey bacon? Because I don't eat regular bacon. Can I eat turkey bacon?
It's not real bacon.
Yeah. Just throw that in
the
trash.
So I just got to be like, I can't celebrate? Huh?
Guess not. If it's National Turkey Day, you can.
Yeah.
You don't know, Joe.
Just eat some real bacon, man.
I don't want to eat bacon.
Eat
the last time you had a real piece of bacon.
Intentionally.
Yes, on purpose.
I mean, I didn't do it accidentally.
No. Like sometimes a dish might have some bacon in it. You take a bite of it. Yeah. Like, oh, there's
or
bacon
you order
in this.
Turkey sausage.
I turned 50 in 2020 was the last time I had, right before I turned 50.
Man.
2020. A couple of months before.
Can't believe you ate that swan.
So either. Either late 2020 or early 2021, somewhere around that time. So we're working with definitely over 5 years since then. Some birthdays in sports. Today would have been Jim Marshall's birthday, former Purple People Eater. Today, Sandy Koufax. I didn't know he was still alive. He turns 90 today. Former NFL executive Ron Wolf turns 87. Pro Football Hall of Famer Mel Renfro turns 84. Former NFL quarterback Kerry Collins, down when I was in Carolina, they called it KC and the Sunshine Band. He turns 53. Former MLB catcher A.J. Pruszynski turns 49. I think he was the first catcher I ever remember to wear nail polish so the pitchers can track his hands. Former boxer and daughter of the legendary, the greatest, Leila Ali turns 48 today. LeBron James turns 41 today. And NFL quarterback Carson Wentz turns 33. Tiger Woods and former NBA player Kenya Martin, who we just talked about yesterday, mm-hmm. share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
K Martin
is? Jeremy?
So I know Tiger Woods is 50. Is Kenya Martin older than that? I'm going to say Woods.
Woods. Today, Tiger Woods turns 50, as Jeremy Kahn said. Kenya Martin, 48.
Ah. Yeah. Did I get it right?
Got it right.
Oh, all right.
40 is not more than 58.
I'm so close to becoming a billionaire, Rob.
48 is not more than 50, so I guess.
I got all the zeros. I just need a one. My inflatable house got punctured yesterday. Now I'm living in a flat. Doctor said I wouldn't have kids after my vasectomy, but when I got home, they were still there. Hiking in your 40s is a great way to meet new people. Today I met two paramedics, three nurses, and a cardiologist, and I nearly met Jesus. Hey-o. All right, let's get to some of these other ones. what do you call a scuba diving dog? That's a subwoofer. Most know scuba is an acronym for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, but few know that tuba is also an acronym.
What is it?
Terrible underwater breathing apparatus. Don't take a tuba underwater.
You did that one like a week ago.
Shut up. Yeah. You don't know. Maybe I did.
It wasn't funny then.
What did the firefighter say when the brothel was on fire? Grab the hose. I accidentally slipped on my wife's bra yesterday. I think it was a booby trap. Hey-o. My cousin just quit his job as a lawyer to become a dog breeder. It turns out he prefers boxers over briefs. Man. I'll use this one last. How many more do I have, Joe? Oh, all right. Well, just keep going. 30 seconds. Because some of these are real corny. I want to tell you a joke. No, I'm not doing that one. Where are we at here? Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Moses is one of the first lazy, exploitive CEOs. He never actually did any work. He let his staff handle everything for him. No? All right, I'll give you the last one that I actually liked. It was about dolphins. I usually don't like dolphins, but I had a great conversation with one the other day. We just clicked. We clicked, Joe.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.